哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，
宝宝。
哒哒哒哒。
See,
let me tell you, we all the instruments in this song, we played them.
What did you do to my shake shake? Because that seems part of the instrument.
Your shake shake was not in this song. I was the one that blew that. Ah, no, 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 no. I did it.
Mira, your shake shake has been.
No, it has been shaked. But let me tell you something.
Yeah, look at her.
Yes. Yes. 10 o'clock. 10 minutes past 10. This beautiful Wednesday.
Definitely.
Beautiful Wednesday. Okay, we'll call this one Ladies' Day.
Why though?
I don't know.
Who invented that thing? I've always wanted to ask that question.
Why Wednesday?
Maybe we should
Why do they make
today?
Thursday throwback?
No, it's not Wednesday. It's Thursday that's throwback.
Why is Thursday
then,
throwback?
Then Friday's flashback.
Flashback is Friday. No, Friday's TGIF now.
And TGIF and there's flashback Friday too. Yes.
Okay.
Who made this rule? Because it's not in our constitution.
Who said Wednesday is ladies'
night? Ladies' day.
Well, ladies.
Especially in the ninth.
Yes.
Ladies, what do you do on that ninth?
Why is Wednesday that? Why is Wednesday? Why is it like
See
that?
See the spelling?
Yes.
L-A-D. There's no L.
No, there's no.
Wednesday. It's called
is it
Wednesday.
Was the original one, original from Wednesday?
Wednesday.
See, let me, and this should go to the person that invented holidays, Alan Holiday.
Man.
Alan Holiday is his name.
I don't even know what to believe again.
It's a big lie. Welcome to the show! Yes!
It's WhatsApp Lagos!
Yes, WhatsApp Lagos. That's how we do. If you're listening for the first time, we need to tell you this. Hey,
yeah. Hey, yeah.
You have missed to honesty. Honesty.
But
what
I want to ask you one. What have you been doing?
Where have you been?
I didn't mean to be rude. With all due respect, where have you been?
With all due respect.
This while.
Eh? Oh, girl, this day you're coming to after. Well, better
there's no
than
rice. Because normally we used to share rice, but there's
honestly,
no rice today.
Today there's no rice, no meat. Because we know that people will eat the meat last. That's right. All right, let's just tell you our names just in case you're listening for the first time. Bring out your notepad, Jerry. Write it. Ah, my name is Stretch. And
my name is Feta.
Yes.
Leave it.
Yes. Feta, leave it.
No. Eh? No, no.
Feta,
my name is
leave
Feta.
It.
My name is Feta.
That's your name?
Yes.
Only?
My name is Feta.
Okay. All right. It's nearly 12 minutes past hour. This is what we do. 10 o'clock to 12 noon every day, Monday to Friday. We do this. Well, there's someone that's supposed to have been with us here. She is. Her name is Marianne
Duke Ocon.
She's supposed to. So we sent her off. You know, when you have a show that has lots of talent, if any other show is in trouble, or maybe we
are Avengers.
We send yes to solve. So she's on sabbatical for a couple of days. She'll be back next week here,
definitely,
and she'll be with us on the show. All right, or be with Feta as the case may be. So
don't be threatening me. I don't like it.
As the case may be, but today we're together, Feta myself, and we're going to take you through the next 2 hours of fun, information, entertainment. You got bubble. You know?
No, I think that at this point in time, we should delegate some people who be, you know, intimating or reorientating the newcomers, because
yes,
we can't be doing this every time.
Yes, I mean, come on.
Because we can't be telling that we bring fun to your mid morning. You already know this, and if you don't know it, ask our members.
Yes, and you there, evangelize. Go and tell people. Then you see somebody gloomy. Oh God, today I didn't see Naira. I didn't see.
And you tell them.
The last man. And you've not listened to us of Lagos. Like seriously.
So whose fault?
Like seriously, whose fault is it? Now you get to the gates of heaven and they will ask you.
And the hair, because.
Last week,
that's the report we got from heaven. I don't know.
The language. Let me tell you, the latest breaking news is that the language that the interview in the gate of heaven is King James. They won't ask you, hello, good afternoon, what happened to you on earth? Like,
that's why I'm scared of Miriam. I don't even know if
she
make the cutoff.
She running heavenly race. So you get to that point. You get. They say, what? How does thy diet? It's not diet of food. It's the diet of.
Yeah, like diet. No, you have to put it. There's a diet.
How did thy
diet?
That is, how did you die? Then you start answering.
But always the last question. The first question is always, do you listen to? Does thou listen
to WhatsApp Lagos set?
That's what even sets the tone of the interview.
Then if you answer, you're almost there to go to heaven. So please tell someone, evangelize. We can't let people go to hell. We can't.
Heaven is the goal.
Yeah, it's the goal. All right. So let's take a short break. What do we do at the beginning? We sound off. After sounding off, we muse. After we muse, we get to one or two other topics we'll talk about. But this is a feel good show.
Feel good.
Feel good show.
Feel good.
And if you're ready to feel good, what I do, let's go. It's What's Up, Lagos!
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badjuba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's 10:15 on the clock, and this is still What's Up Lagos. It's time for Sound Off. Well, the Lagos State Government has announced the removal of the 50% cut on its bus rapid transit ride, which was to cushion the effects of the Naira scarcity in the state. A statement on Tuesday by Lagos State Metropolitan Authority, Metropolitan Area Transport Authority, the agency responsible for the public transportation, stated that with effect from Saturday, April the 1st, it's not April Fool Day, it's not, but you're not doing April Fool, it's for real.
Mm.
Bus fare on all regulated buses, BRT, Standard, and FLM shall revert to 100%. The Lagos State Governor Babajide Olusola Sanwo-Olu had on February 8th, 2023, approved a 50% slash in bus fares following the cash crunch occasioned by the recent currency swap. I think we'll stop, drop it right there. And we want to say thank you, sir. Thank you so much, Lagos State Government, for thinking about the difficulty people were going through. I mean, like, it was difficult to get cash. 500 naira was nowhere to be found. 1,000 naira, I wanted to even do a party for 1,000 naira notes here. I hadn't seen that currency in a while. Now, nobody's even asking whether it's old or new. We just want cash, you know? It was very difficult. Nigerians were in pain. Lagosians were in pain. And the government thought about it and said, okay, guys, let's slash this. Let's make it easier for you guys. Come on. I think about you. I know you're going through a lot, you know. Some of you are coming from a lot. Some of you, give me the background. Yeah. Some of you live with a lot. Some of you stay with a lot. Some of you, it was really terrible.
Dwell,
yeah. Oh, that's the word I was looking for. So he said that, let's do this. He didn't give an expiry. He didn't give, when he said, because of the crunch. So the reason was the difficulty in getting the money. Yes. But.
And so now it's assumed that there's no more difficulty, huh?
There's no more difficulty. It's not assumed. By April the 1st, money will be everywhere. And I know that the banks are working Saturdays and Sundays. To all the bankers out there, this goes out to you. Yes, yes. We're in the same country and you guys are coming up and working Saturdays and Sundays. I say kudos to you guys. And I hope your HR, they are swapping, they're making, I mean, because your mental health is really important also. Thank you for sacrificing. But I just want to say this. It would have been better, you know, to extend this a bit. This tenure ends May 29th. So I think I would have said that we should have just left it that way. You know, 50% slash, there's no social security in this part of the world. There's nothing else we're gaining. And Lagos State Government thought about it and said, okay, let's cut it into two. Let's break it. Let's, okay, guys, do this. But April 1st, or maybe on that day, you hear, April Fool, don't worry, it's still slashed, you know? Maybe that's what, because I think that's what will happen. On that day, you just see a government statement will say, we are doing April Fool, and not because we know the cash is not, because I don't know, the queues are still there. People are still shouting. Yesterday, I went somewhere to purchase something, okay, and no cash anywhere. It's coming, but what's the rush in stopping that?
So when I say that, it's assumed that there's no more difficulty. You say, oh, there's no difficulty. Guys, Randy, was that foreign talk?
What's the rush?
Because for me, if you actually come out to say that the reason why you're doing this is to, you know, enable people to live life easily, why don't you just make that a thing?
Just wait. It was, I think it's,
for me, I'm saying, like, why don't you just even permanent it?
Make it permanent.
Yeah, because if it makes life easier.
I totally disagree. The state government should make money. The buses are run by diesel, and diesel is still how it is. So I disagree with that.
At this point in time, they're still running with diesel now.
Yes. So if the other state governments go, did they slash in the other states? Did they make it easier? This is a palliative of sorts. But I'm saying,
you can keep
why don't you just wait? What did you say now?
I said we're going to keep the palliative. Uh-huh.
What did you say right now?
We're going to keep the palliative. Uh-huh.
So, as I was saying, I want to thank the Lagos State government. And I think by 1st of April, it will be April 4th, that this will continue. Because I think we can just do this for a bit longer. Because I don't think this cash issue will end on the 1st of April. I hope it does.
I hope it does.
NLC is saying they're not going on strike anymore, but come on, we could do a little bit more. We don't have social security, we don't have stuff. If this is what Lagosians gain from this wonderful administration, I think we should just extend it a bit more. That's what we just think on the show. So I know our governor is a listening governor, and I know that the banks are doing the best they can. And I hope by the 1st of April to be back to normal. If they are working Saturdays and Sundays, it shows that there's a lot to be done. Yeah? So I just will think that on the 1st of April, there will be a statement, April Fool, it continues. I just hope that is what it is. And that...
That was his sound off.
Sound off.
Unlucky Ekperer, yes.
Unlucky what?
Ekperer.
Happy Ekperer. What is Ekperer? Ekperer, there's no R. I remember when, you know, my earlier days on radio, so when you're talking to listeners and people were feeling that, you know, if you do the phoneting, that's where you are. So this lady called.
That's my accent.
Yeah, said, what's your name? Said, Mary. Where are you calling from? Festork. I said, you said? Festork. You know, I'm calling from Festork.
Festork. It's correct. Now, depending on where you're sitting or where you're listening from.
Festork. I said, no need to put R in Festork. There's no R in Festork. Ah. The only people allowed now is over in Akute. It's Acute, all right? From now on, you live in Acute.
Well, Victoria, I learned.
Yeah, Victoria, I learned. What?
I learned. Yeah, it's from Eyang.
All right, let's get to the show, though, man. 10:32 on the clock. It's okay.
Nigeria in four.
Nigeria in four. All right, let's get to the show. See, let me tell you, you should be gagged sometimes. Okay, so let's ask this question. Everybody, you've had a point in life where someone tricked you. You were played. We heard this story. Somebody went to buy a telephone and came back with fufu.
Fufu.
We heard that. So we're not just limiting it to that. When were you scammed? You know, it's kind of scam. You'd be scammed. You just clap for the person.
Well done. Wow. Nice.
Well done.
Wow.
Nice one. You know? So those are the kind we want to talk about now. We're not encouraging that. We just want to share stories. So maybe from your story, someone will pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Somebody have been in this vehicle thing that they say, there's dollar in the boot and they still fell for it.
And they've even done a movie to show you that this thing is a scam.
People still fall for that scam.
I'm not
enter a vehicle, be going and say, hey, madam, that's your box in the boot. It's still, people will fall for it in 2027. You say, I knew it was a scam, but I wanted to see what they would do. What would they do than to scam you?
Oh, really? So, some people will say that.
Yes. I wanted to check them out.
What happened? Eventually, they now swing.
They want to only 2,000. I'll give them 2,000. Let me see where they're going.
Wow, what an adventurous person you are.
They took 2,000. And I knew, and I went away. So, we're trying to add stories. Let's find out what you've been through. What kind of scam have you experienced?
Mm.
We got 1 minute on the phone lines, yeah? So if you want to type also, you can type and tell us on WhatsApp. But let's find out. Just share. Share the story. Your story might help someone get vigilant. Your story might... we might laugh, but hey, it's good to just share.
Yeah. All
right? So let's share this morning. That's what we're sharing. Your scam story.
As a matter of fact, this experience can help stop this scam from even spreading.
It can.
So.
And you, the scammer, do you know scammers listen to radio? Let me talk to you. Let me address people. If you're not a scammer, move back.
Hey, scammer, come here.
Scammer, sit down. So you wake up in the morning, you will buy petrol inside that car. You will collect your goons and buy that thing they rob in people's Ayaboni key and you keep it in your pocket. Then you will be looking for passenger to carry. You know you're not going anywhere in your life. You know you're not going anywhere, but you want to scam people. You that are doing it in Koropwe, you are doing it in Siena, you are doing it in different vehicles. You are listening to this show now, and you are happy.
Holy Ghost!
Fire!
Stress, invoke your thunder, because that one is very important. That one is very immediate.
It's time. All of you that scam other human beings, with this difficulty in Nigeria, no naira, thunder. No cobble. And you still go out there to look for how to make people cry. You tear their clothes, you steal their wallet, you do... I've invoked thunder.
I was waiting for that.
So let's get to the phone lines. Let's give you numbers.
Okay. Oh, wow. Nice.
Hello.
Beautiful.
What's up, Lagos?
Stretcher and the stretch mark and the
facility. Wow. I beg. What's that?
Oh, yeah. Koboko, go ahead.
Good morning. My old scam is very, very unpathetic. Very, very unpathetic. As a square man. Now, they stole my Okada. Hello?
Yeah.
We are listening to you.
My Okada. It was yesterday. My brother, he go collect money for a bank. He don't see money. They go carry him Okada.
How?
And they come. And they tell you, no joke, they carry Okada for that. In a bank.
Uh-uh.
He don't see money. He don't see and a higher potential.
Hey.
I don't think I let money to cost. I tell you the truth.
I'm not a joke.
Is robbery.
That's the thing.
Daylight
robbery. This guy, they just stole your bike. That's all right. The numbers
0700-993-993-993. For females, call 014-657-190. If you want to send a message on WhatsApp, I'm here to read it for you. 0809-597-5805. Okay, let's get to the phone lines now. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Oh, quiet.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Joe?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah. What's your name?
Good morning.
To you. Cheers to life.
It's actually nice talking to you guys this morning.
Aww.
It just made me remember some occasions where you are almost calm and you feel like, God, am I going to hell or heaven? I've had something like this on two different occasions.
Okay.
One when I was in school and the second one was after school.
Okay.
So can I share either of them?
Go ahead!
Yeah, yeah, for D.
Go ahead. We like gossip.
Okay. The one from the uni, I don't know if you're conversant with the uni last
thing. Yes, now. Yes, now.
Towards Jibo.
Yeah.
So that time, I think in 2010.
Okay.
We had a capacity of 12
students.
Okay. So all these cars are just students. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go in uni life, you say yes, you enter. You hope that, oh, it's free ride or probably a later price.
Yeah.
So that day, I entered that UCL. But there was one old man in the car and two gents at the back. Maybe I entered now. One of them was like, I don't know where I just go. I don't know where I go. But my picking money didn't send that back. So, I was quiet. Because there was one thing that we learned when we were in primary school. When people are talking about money, don't talk. When you see money on the floor, don't pee.
Okay.
You don't yam, you do this.
Yeah.
So I didn't talk. Not until one of them was like, my sister, there, can you help me? Help me now. I'm old woman. Help me. And I will give you 2,000. And 2,000 then was actually a very good money for a student.
Yeah.
I have class, and it's almost 10. I have class by 10 days. She said, I will give you money. You should have 500 nurses. Just follow me. I don't know this man. They are going to help me. They said they want to drop me at the Ikeja. Even if it is a Jibo, they help me. I said, ma'am, this is my room. She let me. I was so get down. Don't worry. She said, I'll be fine. She said, I don't know if you can help me. God will bless you. I bring. In my mind of mine, I was like, should I help you? So I said, okay, let's continue the ride.
So you fell for the scam. You followed them.
Not now. Not until we are not under, almost at the upper under bridge. I just realized that, God, I think this one wants to kidnap me. Before you know it, I just called my dad. My dad, I texted him first. He said, where are you? I said, I'm here on that bridge. He said, yeah, start saying, could see you because I'm a Muslim. Yeah. I was not speaking this out loud. I'm
God saved you.
Incantation saved you.
The second one was Afrikeja. I actually had money on me. Go from, what do you call this name? Adeniyijom to Ikeja on that bridge. For those who are conversant, you will not get any commercial bus. So it's all these private cars that are doing commercial. Those are the ones that you will see. Daddy, I had money in my bag. These people, they used to work their fake. So not who carry money and who don't carry money.
So they carried you and did they take your money?
No, they didn't so. Because this one, I had experience already.
So they started their shenanigans.
I told them how to calm down.
Simple.
When they talk about dollars, $1,000. I dropped him down. Sit up.
Hey.
Help me. This guy dropped that. He's not collecting.
Experience is the best teacher.
I'm telling you. I'm sure you didn't wear a t-shirt that the roots come.
You can tell me about private buses commercial. I'm not entering.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
Take care, you too.
Thanks for listening to us and sharing.
Who says experience is not good?
I'm telling you, Only you. Stop wearing that t-shirt.
Good morning. Okay. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Esquire.
Good morning, sir.
What's your name, sir?
My name is AD from Ogun State.
All right.
My own a bank.
Banks scam you.
No, all these people, I don't know where they got my information from, my bank information.
Oh.
So they just called me. And I just opened my account in 2020. And I've been hearing all this thing on What's Up Lagos then from Collins Teke.
We try.
Teke talk everywhere. See. But with my innocent mind, I didn't even remember. So they just called me. And I started giving them all the information. Thank God. They, and I just want truth. Now I want to do my account that day.
1,200?
Yeah, now I want to.
Sometimes we broke is
good.
See what I'm saying? We are gloriously broke.
After I gave him all my information, I realized that, my money is gone.
Wow.
So I called the bank. So I asked him to just block everything that concerns.
What are they blocking again? Is that what to
now? No, the future of the account.
They are taking the what to now.
No, in case anybody wants to send me money.
Send your money again. Is that what to? Why you go up your back out?
After again, somebody has called me. I was like, it's where Bami Abi.
You want to do it again?
No, that was
all right, thanks for
sharing. I always stand for saying one, two.
I'm a poverty, you are gloriously
as
broke.
In sometimes this is the point in your life where you're actually happy that
you're
broke.
Because receive poverty.
If it was 120K.
5 million.
You call us now crying.
You call us there, I'm still crying. I put 20. All right, let's take the call.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos? Good morning to you.
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Yes.
Sir?
Thou seeketh.
I sit and hear it.
Why art thou always maketh laugh?
No doubt that laughter is this
cool. Sineth.
Since in Bible language, what morning?
Now, do I know, but for heaven and hell, let them move. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Taro from Lekki.
All right, Taro, welcome.
Yeah, anyway, my own experience. That day, I just woke up on Saturday morning, Jejo.
So
he's like, hey, guy, how far now? How you doing? How everything? I say, I'm fine. Please, what am I speaking with? Now, your guy, I just arrived from the UK. I beg. What happened now? They say, the guy wake me from airport. I don't get any naira for my hand. Mm. Can you just send me 10,000 to text to this guy? I go text you the address of the hotel where I be. I look. You know my friend coming from the UK? I say, okay, guy, wait first. I go check my WhatsApp, but nobody say they come from UK now.
Mm-hmm.
Before I know, the guy call me again. Now I send the guy 10K. Thank you like this. Now the guy just blocked me straight. Who is this? At that time, me, I never know, waiting true caller, the review person name.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy just called my name out. Taiwo, please, just send me this 10K. Make I just say to this guy. I'm going to send you this guy.
But how do you know your name?
take enter one chance.
Chukola, okay.
Taiwo, they pay me. He's paying us now.
What?
You know what? You have to send us 10K.
You have to balance it.
But I am this comment.
What?
See, wow.
Stretch.
I'll do it to stretch.
It will work. Do it.
Kai. Okay. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Hey, Aburu girl.
Yes, I'm calling to your blog group. No way. What's your name?
My name is BC.
BC, I'm taking your blog group. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So this my own scam, it pained me very well. It was an internet scam. Very painful something like that.
Oh, just calm down.
For the love of food.
Hey!
Hey, God. Okay, so I opened my Instagram, and then I saw this big boat. Okay, so I love seafood.
You love seafood.
See what food has done to you.
Let me tell you, you love food. You specialize in seafood. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Seafood.
See your life.
So I saw this woman cleaning snails, and she was like, oh, come and get your jumbo snails. You know.
Jumbo.
And you get, is it not one ridiculous or maybe... They were really big, like 50 for like 20,000. And yeah. I had to clean my face again. That what? Like,
can I be this lucky?
Can I be this lucky? God just showed me this thing, you know.
With God.
Is it an angel? Is it an angel that's talking to me, it's my God. Soul?
Long throat.
Oh my God.
Long throat.
I said, hey God, I went to the page and you know, I tried calling the number.
It wasn't going through.
So I tried to send a DM. Let me slide into a DM.
Yes.
So that it will be fast.
Because of food.
So I slid into the DM and I said, okay, I saw your advert. So how can I get? He said, madam, you have to pay quickly.
Going.
People are rushing.
Yes. They're in Russia.
Now. Yes. You won't get. So I said, how much is it? Can I do 10,000? Madam, it's as if you are not serious.
The amount
is 20,000. You get your jumbo snails now. They will come and deliver it.
Delivery.
That was how I went to pay 20,000.
Hey, God. See, food where you don't see.
I will send payment receipt. I was very happy with myself.
Very soon,
I'll also snap myself with my jumbo snail and put on my
plate. So when did you know it was a scan? They could be on their way.
This stretch is so evil to me now.
Sorry.
I expected it the first day.
Second, third.
At the end of the fourth day, I had to say,
madam,
you told me this thing will come tomorrow morning.
And she wasn't replying your chat at the time.
She was replying. She said, I should not be annoyed that the delivery person, she hasn't seen anybody coming to my area.
Hey.
So at one day, I just said, let me even try this phone number on the page again. As I just clicked it, my true caller just brought food scammer.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey, I don't enter one time.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
So people have probably blacklisted that number.
This is sorry.
We thank God for that.
Yes, receive snail. Receive. Yay.
My hand has fallen.
This one is painful.
See what seafood costs.
Food where you know sea. You call them seafood.
Now sea.
Sea.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good
morning to you.
Yes, I like to remain anonymous.
I know, welcome. What happened? What did they do you?
Thank you. See,
they do many things.
This thing has happened to me like 3 times in my life.
Only you.
But the two times it happened here in Nigeria, they didn't get me. But the one time it happened abroad, they got me.
Overseas scam?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I used to live in the United States.
So
I lived there for a while. I worked there.
Okay.
Then I moved back to Nigeria after school and working and all those things. So I have something called a social security number.
Yes.
So you know that. And then I'm unique to everybody.
Yes.
So a couple of years ago, I went to visit again.
Yes.
So while I was visiting, obviously I don't live there anymore. I was just visiting for Christmas.
Yes.
And I got a number. I got my phone SIM and everything. That's how this number just called me one blessed day like that, saying that they, you know, they had the American accent. She had a name.
Yeah.
She said she was calling from the Department of something, something, Justice. Something. Mm. That they found my social security card in an accident that occurred somewhere in New Mexico. I was, you know, because if not Nigerian, I would have said, this one has scam.
Mm. Okay, the accent got you.
I was already shivering. Yeah. I was like, I be the times that I was not in the U.S., somebody used my card to do something.
Oh, Lord.
So they are calling me right now that I should send my social security number to them,
hey.
And my full name and everything. I said, okay, she should let me call her back. And I was the only one at home that
Oh, my God.
I now called her back. She said, okay, that I come and see you in office and explain things to you. She said that before I get to the office, it will be too late, blah, blah, blah. I now started calling my social security number. I had almost gotten to the last number when something just told me,
relax,
don't you remember that? This is a number you're not supposed to give out to anybody.
Wow.
Hey, God. That's how I ran to the office. So I said,
Wait. You called the entire number before you remember this thing?
No, she said only the last.
I called the last number. I had not called the full number. Oh. But I called almost all the numbers, sir. I was about to call the last number and tell her my full name.
So she can just be trying 9129 now?
I guess, but me, I've gone to report the case. Okay. I said, I made sure I followed up the case. It was so annoying because if it was in, like I said, that it has happened to me twice in Nigeria when they send you messages.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, this thing that goes on around now when
you
use your friend's WhatsApp and say, please send me money. Hey. Anytime I see it in Nigeria, I would just say, this one has come.
But overseas, the accent, the accent got you. Oh, yeah, come for Thanksgiving on Sunday at Palomo. Thanksgiving on Sunday. Congratulations,
bro.
You both have another scam. Shameless.
Wow.
Oh, you're not ashamed. You're scamming.
You ask Marian how this thing works.
Yes, Marian, how do people do it with an accent?
To be scamming people.
Yeah, scamming people.
Scamming.
We're about to. He's the senior brother of scam. We're about to go on a break in a bit. So when we come back, we will continue.
Telling this calm stories.
Stories. We'll yes.
Be back.
Nigeria Info. What's up, Lagos? Yes, let's go to VI.
We are in VI.
Yes. And if you're listening from Acute, how are you doing today? Yeah,
from Acute.
Acute. You know, Acute. I live in Acute. Acute Estate.
They Acute. Have, what? Better be very.
No,
very
they have Silicon Valley.
There's Acute.
Acute.
Yes.
It's like there is another.
That's what
type
the community people decided to call it. They say you don't want Acute. People will not really know. So they want Acute. I met with them some days ago. Before
I would
you
have suggested
yesterday.
Acute.
Acute, but no, makes the community too.
It's acute.
It's acute.
Let's not fight about this.
Let's fight. No, we see what we're fighting now. Fight a woman. No, fight me.
No, I'm not talking about physical. I can't lay a hand.
You can't what?
I can't lay a hand.
Speed on the man.
I can't lay a hand. Yeah, you're trying now. Honestly. But we were talking before we went off on that short break, asking about your scam stories.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened to you? We've heard things that actually blown our minds here.
Blown our minds.
And someone says, because of the accent, when she traveled across the seas, something she couldn't believe here. She believed it there.
Mm.
And thank God.
But the Nigerian spirit in her revived her the last minute.
My son. Stop it.
Hey, Alpha, why are they lose guard?
Why did they worry you now? Why could they drop an hour for you?
They couldn't get.
They couldn't. They remain small. They actually nearly got me. Yes.
Wow.
You know, sometimes when you hear someone speaking, you know, when I was in the United States of America, the first thing the person get money one.
Yes.
Money is in one pocket back.
Money is not a problem.
Yeah.
The problem is how to spend it.
Yeah, the person don't go to school.
Mm.
You know, so when I was in the United States, thief till day.
Thief
get accepted.
Thief is everywhere.
Hey, thief.
There are everywhere. Everywhere.
Special number. All right, let's read messages. We got lots of messages right here. Let's go to WhatsApp.
What's up? This blessing says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. I stopped a lady from being scammed while she was driving. Savior of the world. These street boys on highway waiting for victims to drive by, they'll flag you down with engine oil in their pocket, telling the lady that her car is leaking.
Yes, that happened to me. I'll tell my story when you come back. It happened near Ore.
You didn't get up, they did not get you.
They got me.
Wow!
If I tell you how they go,
I don't love it, but wow!
Please read messages, Joe.
Okay, all right. So, same bank made me lost 32k. I was defrauded of 7k, and I rushed down to complain. So they advised me to block my ATM.
Yeah,
that it's safe. This was Friday. Could you believe over the weekend I was credited, and immediately the money went.
I don't understand.
Money wented. I rushed down on Monday and she wasn't on seat then. I met another attendant and he said his colleague ought to have blocked my account, not the ATM, which he did that day. And since then, I stopped using the bank. What kind of mistake is that?
Patrick from Acute. Yeah. They just blocked the ATM. They didn't block the account. She will pay reparations. She will pay.
Even in private schools, my son in primary 4, his teacher gave him slap and her 5 fingers appeared. Is that scam on his face?
Maybe.
All right. Good morning, everyone in the studio. My name is Nurudeen from Olodia Papa. Please, my advice for everyone is whenever you're going to a public bus, I hope you wanted to say, whenever you're taking a public bus, make sure you remove your phone from your pocket and hold it in your hand.
Okay.
Last year, I entered bus going to Idumota. I met a passenger seated very close to me by my right-hand side.
Yeah.
So that the passenger deliberately putting hand in my pocket to remove my phone.
Yeah.
That was the day I have experienced about them.
Are you serious?
One is robbery. Daylight robbery.
They pickpocketing.
All right. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Stretch and Theta. Nice conversation in there. My own experience has been with my socials and largely my bank account, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, since I build these accounts for people. Sometimes I get DMs of peeps asking me to use my login details on the links they send.
Okay.
I remember one occasion where this scammer gained control of my IG and still has the gut to call me and tell me not to try him again. Though I later got it back. And I used 2-factor authentication to protect all of them. But the one that pained me so bad was in 2019. About a few weeks to my graduation, I beckoned on my roommate to help me withdraw some money from a nearby ATM. And this dude went ahead to copy my PIN, card details, and removed 69.5 from the account.
Yeah.
I cried hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even after asking him if he was responsible, he kept on denying. I later found the book. He wrote my details and took the books, seized his documents, traveled home, and I called him thereafter. After much efforts of trying to persuade me, I resisted, saying he must pay me the money with interest. He ended up paying 100K.
He's
a nice man. We are not nice.
Mr.
We are a smart man.
Mr. Agbo, Delta State.
Thank you,
Mr. Nice man, yes.
Mr. Smart man. If I could change your name to Smart Man. What?
For what? Who do you think you are? But this thing, people, let me also say this. Let's be careful. Bagal, you're too loud now.
Okay.
So, you people, when you want to, you are sitting there in your office, you want to go and eat. Instead of you to get up and go and eat, you give somebody your ATM PIN. And you give them your card. And they take that card and they go and buy food. My dear, that friend might be your enemy later in life. Bagal, is it okay?
Stop my labi mention.
Yes, okay.
Let's get back to the phone line. Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Hey, this excitement I wanted to give you.
What's up, Lagos? All of you are not exciting.
Let's go back to our WhatsApp.
0700-993-993-993. Those are the numbers I need for your female. 01465-7190.
Let's go. Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Now you are talking.
What's up, Lagos? Hey! Hey! Yes! You're happy. Esquire.
Hey,
touch me. I'm emotional.
This is present choir, not X.
Okay, you're still in the
emotional.
Choir.
Emotional.
This is present choir.
Okay.
Hello. Apago.
Apago. Apago.
No wonder.
Welcome, sir. How are you, sir?
Your people.
How are you, Apago?
Yes. Apago. Apago.
Oh, my God. Separate.
Yes. Apago, my my man.
The only setter, baby.
Yes, hey, sir. Yes, sir. Feta. That's
very
the democracy feta. For life.
Very
the
feta.
Only setter that has a fat on her body.
Yes, that's the what?
Yeah, well.
That's the what?
Baby.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well. Welcome to the show.
The final setter.
It's okay. It's okay.
Leave him now. It's what he's doing
okay.
Is right.
It's okay.
Continue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My brother, my scar, boy, I don't enter for this. I said, I don't have the conference for example.
And we know that. We know that, Jonah, now.
My brother, I don't enter for this.
Network will bind you.
Oh.
Network will bind
Ew.
You. Oh, network.
Ew.
Oh.
Hello?
Back. Network is bind. Oh, we bind. Eh? It has
see,
bound.
Your hand is not clean. That's why your prayer did not work.
No, no, I didn't start playing
you
on
about
time.
Sin.
I didn't start playing on time.
I told you, stretch.
It's sinister for you to
you
call me a sinner.
You are a royal priesthood.
It's sinister for you to call me a sinner.
It's sinner. Okay. Good morning to you. What's up, Lego?
Hello.
What's up, Lego?
The apostle and the teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. God anointed you first, apostle.
Yes.
That's a prophet.
Uh-huh.
God, then a teacher.
And gave me salary.
That's why you are teaching us there in the Nigeria Info University.
Okay. Wow. Thank God.
It's not ministry.
Open university.
Yes. Very open university.
Let me tell you the scam. I was calm.
Okay.
My ATM was swapped.
Wow.
And 30,000 was removed.
Whoa. Minimum
so
wage.
I started to ask my God. I said, look, I am the mother of the apostle, mm-hmm. the prophet,
yes.
and the teacher.
Yes.
And I'm the Bogwero. They're yes. inside my Pekin. The yes. only one Pekin.
Yes.
Why is this one happen now?
Exactly.
He told me to say that I'm too proud of you.
Huh?
That he has told me that I should not be over righteous, neither over wicked.
So did they return the money?
No, they didn't return the money.
Oh,
now
no.
That is scam.
Oh no!
God said, "If you just teach me lessons, let her not be too proud of you."
Okay. Minimum wage.
Let her not give you plenty name. More than you can
my
get.
My God is good all the time. My
so
God.
It is a lesson for us that we should not be. Too proud of one thing that God owns it all.
I knew I had to go to the Bible somehow. Thank you very much.
God used you to provide for somebody.
Yes, 30,000 naira.
Minimum
wage.
Yes. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's
up, Lagos? I'm the best for you. I'm the stretch.
It's the way you even don't enter us.
Just like that.
No, Jonah, they talk now. They see the talk now. Jonah cut me off.
Jonah, the network was not good. See this, your anger self. Okay, we are angry self ourselves. What's all this?
Why is your network bad?
Why is your network bad?
Why are you using bad network?
Why is
your
network
bad?
Okay. Apologize.
Okay. All right.
You know, say you're one family now.
Okay.
My brother, first of all, may I tell you, we was working 2015.
Yes.
3 months salary, my brother, our company, they owe us.
Yes.
So one club where they used to call Club Lafayette.
Yes.
Adeola Hopewell.
Yes.
My brother.
Eh?
What happened? The day where they pay me.
The 3 months salary.
My salary.
Yes.
3 months salary.
Yes.
On the 27th of September.
Yes. Yes.
Which is my birthday is 25th of September.
Oh, yes. Now I want to hear something. Yes.
And I say, okay. I'm getting there. And I say,
go
okay.
there quickly.
Let me go and buy things for my birthday.
Yes.
From Ibe for to Japan Day. On my way, and I saw one guy just meet me for us. He said, bro, I beg. I win one lotto like this. I can find one baba like that. For Japan, they say for Japan Day. If I win like 20 million. Please, if you carry me go there, I'm going to give you like 5 million. I said, okay. My brother, I said, no, I know I'll go. What did you go now? What did you say, no? 9-1 guy called to touch me. He said, Oga, when you go now, this thing, if you meet up with me, I'm going to see money. I said, I'll follow. Ha. On that place where they used to call for my smoke ramo, on that sand, they just carry me go there. Did they hear me too?
We are hearing you. We are preparing Kim to flog you.
And they carry us go there. They say everybody should remove all the things that on his body.
You brought out your money.
So I brought my wallet for more money.
All your money?
Okay, plus eight. My brother, I have like 10,000 for my body test when I want to go buy those things. And I have 95,000 naira inside my account where they pay me for 3 months salary. Hey, Jesus.
So was it at gunpoint?
Wait, now they collect. Yes, now on that Japan, they just open space to that white sand before.
God.
Yeah, they just give that long business.
Oh my God.
So that white sand, they took me there.
Ah, your village they people say, are on Wi-Fi.
My brother, they can't say make a pour sand on my palm. I put the sand. They say make a push speed. I push speed. The guy say I should be squeezing the sand on my hand.
Uh-huh.
As I squeeze it, they say turn your hand. As I turn my hand, my brother, on the other side, I see my skin. Ew. The guy say, see the agency, they form like this. If you did not bring, if you leave anything on your body, your manhood will be disappeared. As I hear manhood, the guy say, touch your manhood. I touch your mouth, no place. My teeth is not there. My brother, lastly, when you go up, they come tell me, say, they carry 100 naira, they make a go buy salt to come and rectify the matter. That's the age. I run the plus my phone, my ATM, everything this is for collect. I now carry my SIM card, only SIM card, to go and put for another person's phone. What would I see? Alert. Right. I say, whoa, 50,000. Bravo.
You know what? We will stop this call here and go and bring Kane and flog you. We are coming. Yeah? You are the king. Sorry. Please, let's get Kane. Yeah? We need. Are you serious? You are going to buy something. Somebody stopped you on the road. Say, let's go to this place. I want 20 million. I will give you 5 million. And you follow the person there. And they got to the stand at gunpoint. They took your stuff. And they took your phone. And they put sand on your hand. And they... Oh, God.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's funny now, but at that time, it looks so serious and real.
Yes, I'm saying our greed also matters.
I was going to say that.
You have to control that part.
That's what pushes you to.
Our greed. They didn't pay you for 3 months. They paid you. Now you're looking for 5 million that is in the air.
More money.
Ha!
More money.
Please, let's speak cause to remove this taste.
Meal.
I'm tired.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Okay.
Everything.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
My God. Even the lines are tired.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Please turn down the volume of your radio.
Yes. What's up, Lagos? Yes.
What's up?
Let me remain anonymous.
Remain anonymous. Welcome.
I'm telling you, this thing happens to people that are very close to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like two or three occasions now. The first one happened around Ikoyi. I don't know whether you know Gerard Road in Ikoyi very well.
He knows us.
Now, the lady came to me, although it happens to be my wife now, right now.
Okay.
Then we're still dating. And then she came visiting. And after I've gone to the office in the morning, and she wants to go back to her place, they pick her. There's one ATM. They call it GT ATM by the Gerard Road.
Yeah.
They pick her from there. She wants to go back to Falomo. And the process, when she entered the car, she met the driver and one other lady in the front. No one at the back, she sat at the back. And the distance, some kilometer from that point, they pick around that guy. They walk hand in hand.
Mm.
They pick around that guy. That guy enter the back. That means there are two in the back. My female and the other lady, that guy. There are also two in the front, the driver and the other woman. And that woman started the story, saying that she came from abroad. And she's working for one man in a bus. The man died. The family ran away. She was the only one in the house. And she just entered into the man's room after the man had died.
Mm.
And she saw dollars.
Mm.
Boxes of dollars. She carried the dollars and they put the dollars in the boot now. She's not looking for a prophet.
Hmm.
Or if Babalawo to... They have to
the
do
same stories. The same stories. The same
they
thing.
Need to do
some friends for 4 in the morning. So they were discussing. My woman did not even say anything. But now because they say, they were not talking. All of them are not discussing. They may not let my wife to talk. They now put the story to her. Lady, please, can you help us? Do you get any place? Maybe a pastor, a babalawo that can help us to put something or to pray on the money before we can touch it. In fact, they lose the amount of money. The money she has. She has
the line is breaking, it. The line is breaking. Sorry about that, but I think we get a picture of that, but I don't know how that story ended. But
this
man,
is becoming emotional for me.
Are you a scammer?
I'm not a scammer. I'm just feeling bad for people who have actually falling prey.
Yeah, but at least
like
people are hearing it, and these stories, they don't change the stories that much.
Yeah,
they don't. So when you hear this kind of things,
the same stories.
Yes, me, I don't want to hear how it will end. Once it's sounding like that, I am off.
Very off.
I am over off. I've gone. Off, off, off. Just go. Hey, we got messages here. We got a call.
Okay. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Please turn on the volume of your radio.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir.
Matthew talking.
Matthew, welcome to the show.
Oh, the same thing happened to me.
All right, tell us.
Okay, my one is that in Nigeria, it has never happened to me before.
Okay.
So when I traveled to Europe, I was in Europe actually.
Okay.
So before I traveled, my son was telling me, Daddy, buy me this smart resource. I said, okay, don't worry. When I get there, I'll get you the first one. So that I went through the internet, I was looking for a resource. And I found beautiful one, coaching, everything. And they said it's €99. And if I want to, I will pay €150.
Yeah.
I said that I want one. And they were telling me, you can give your wife the second one. I said, no, I want only one.
Yeah.
And you have option that it's either you pay with your credit card or you pay cash at delivery.
Yeah.
And I decided to pay cash at delivery.
Simple.
Okay, good.
But normally, I've never fought for scam before.
Never.
Before I get the delivery, I have to open it to see what is inside.
Mm.
This time around, I was so curious.
Because you went
I didn't even open anything.
You went
the guy just came, called me downstairs. I came downstairs and I paid €100. Before I could get to the server, I said, let me even open. This thing is so light in my hand.
Yes.
It's going to be heavy.
Yes.
My dear, I opened it. I said, toy, you know what is toy? This toy they give to children.
Hey!
That was how I lost my €100.
What? So they
went blank.
Oh my God.
Like, right there. It wasn't even over the phone.
Not like that.
Are you crazy?
When he called me, the number could not. I said, but wait, but I've been in Europe. I've not experienced scam before. How can this happen to me like this?
That was orientation. That was your first scam overseas.
I went to the internet and looked for the number. Nowhere. Nothing. I didn't see it anymore.
Man, thanks for sharing.
In fact, these scammers actually came on a 50-50 chance.
Yeah,
they actually
could have opened it.
Yeah,
there.
And then they'll say, oh, it's a mistake. We'll come back.
So this thing is this, when we leave our shores in Nigeria, I think some people are more careful.
Mm.
So when they get out of this country, there's this belief that
that is
where scamming emanated. They started these things before us. So they will know. So not even that, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. So don't think because there's an accent, you've crossed seas, that it happens.
Your world is
so
developed, your
vigilant.
Community is different. Okay.
Hey.
My dear, be wiser.
Hey.
If you're wise here, be wiser over here.
Be wiser, because the currency is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lego? No. Did they just do this to you?
Was it just yesterday?
Oh, yeah, rewind. Let's start again, please. Oh, yeah, my bell is ringing.
What's up,
Lego? Okay, we will take it like that. We'll take it.
Yeah, welcome. What's your name?
Are you serious? Are you really serious?
No, the phone lines does not accept that kind of energy.
No, she scammed
naturally.
Us. She scammed us now.
She did.
She just scammed us.
Nobody
now.
Can. What?
She did. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Love it.
Yes, what's your name, man?
My name is Fumi.
Fumi, welcome to the show. Tell us, share your story
with us. I want to share my experience.
Please go ahead.
This happened about a month ago in London.
Uh-huh.
I was going to the ATM to withdraw money.
Uh-huh.
As I inserted my card, put the PIN number, a white guy came from the back and was banging the machine. This machine is not working. This machine is not working. And I'm like, who are you? From where? What do you want? While I was talking, the machine went blank.
Hey.
When it came on again, it was blinking that I should insert a card. And I'm like, my card is there. Everybody was watching. You know, I said, I don't know this guy. I was going to call my husband in Nigeria. You see what happened? My husband called me, Oni, what are you buying? I'm receiving a lot.
Already?
Before you know it, $900 was gone from my bank account.
What?
Just like that, within a twinkle of an eye.
What about that guy? Did you follow up with
the guy? The guy disappeared. And I was told that I should have held on to him. The guy disappeared, and my husband kept getting alerts.
God.
In Nigeria.
Oh,
okay, this ATM belongs to Barclays Bank. Even though it was at Asda store, I went into Asda. Asda said they don't have control over it, that you go to Barclays. I went to Barclays. The bank told me that all these guys, that it's fraud, that they've done fraud to me, that they will pay back the money. I should go and lodge a complaint through my bank in Nigeria. I have done that until date. I'm here to get it done.
$900.
Yes, it was gone from the account in 2 minutes.
All right. Thanks for sharing. All right. This goes to say a lot, guys. Don't let your oars down, even if you're out of the shores of the country. We'll be right back.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
All right, it's still WhatsApp Lagos. We've been taking you to Lagos since 1814.
The funny thing is, we take you, we bring you to Lagos, and you remain there. Do they remain there? Every day we take them back to where they are. We bring them every morning.
Calm down now. We take them to Lagos.
Uh-huh.
Then when we leave them, we don't know where they go to. They follow morning crossfire, all these people, they take them to where. Then every time we come here, we take them to Lagos again.
No, what me, I know is that we take them to Lagos, then we take them back to their destinations.
No.
Then we bring them back every morning.
No.
Marianne, am I lying?
No. No.
Yes, she's here.
Who told you Marianne is here? No. So what I'm saying, we take them to Lagos, then we bring them back.
We always do that. Always confusing me.
You came here confused.
I didn't came here confused.
You came here confused.
Anyway, we're back to the phone lines. Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry. Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yes, what's your name, sir?
My name is Daniel. I'm so happy to reach you this morning.
Thank you, Daniel. We're happy to. The Lord is good.
Yes, I've been a good listener to your program, and you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
Please
tell our boss.
Okay, so actually, my own happen is not even up to 2 weeks, I can say.
Wow.
And it was a very big scam.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know the people that are adding me to all these Bitcoin investments, forex investments. I have more than 20 of it on my WhatsApp, but I do normally ignore it. For more than a year, I have so many.
Oh, God.
I don't know the people that are adding me to it. I do ignore it.
Oh, God.
But just a couple of weeks ago, maybe like 3 weeks ago, I was just unfortunate. I was just going through my Facebook.
Yes.
I was just going through my Facebook, and I saw this Mama G. Advert, maybe bold gain or something.
Yes.
Bold gain is the investment. And Mama G was one of the
ambassador
of the investment. And I said, maybe this one could be real. Okay, and I clicked into it. They directed me to the WhatsApp, and they told me I'm going to invest. Okay, let me start with small change. They said they are into forex, Bitcoin.
So what did you start with? How much did you start with?
20,000, my
brother. That is small change. 20,000, let me not shout.
Bro, wait now.
Sorry.
I gave them 20,000.
Yes.
They said my money will come out in the next 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
3 hours go, I don't see money.
Uh-huh.
They can't tell me, say my money never reach. Say the money is too low. That before my money can come out, I have to put another 30,000.
Wow.
Okay. I'm sure you did not do that.
Now, so I said, no, if this 20,000 is not coming out, I'm not going to invest.
Yes,
That this thing, I've noticed that maybe it's come.
Yes.
I did not invest again.
Yes.
Unfortunately, another number now called me. That apart from that first number, that they've sold my investment, but I need to add more to it. And I said, does it mean that this thing is real? They said, yes, it is real, that they saw my investment, that the person that was in charge have closed for work, that they are doing shifting, that they are the one in charge now, that they saw my investment, that why didn't that add to my investment? I said, no, I cannot add to it until that one came out. They said, no, it can't come out until I had to read. Another number called me again.
Kilo day.
In short, yeah, they now give me another account number. And this account number they are giving to me is from GTB.
From,
and it contains the investment number.
So it's
both gain investment.
And you know they can open the bank account. They can open it. You added 10,000 again.
I had another 10,000.
Making it 30,000.
Maybe my money will come out tomorrow, Shaf and brother. Now, so they bad me.
Ha! 30K.
So please let people be yes. very vigilant. Even yes. on internet. Yes. They are everywhere.
And let me just add this too. For the fact that someone has a legitimate bank account in a reputable bank,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that the bank is in cahoots with it. It's like people would have
exactly.
accused. Yeah, it doesn't make it authentic. Mama G's face you are seeing, they could have just taken a picture.
Pictures are everywhere on the internet.
And used, yeah? So, thank you for sharing this with us. Thank God it's not more than that 30K that
more
it took from.
What's going to be more? What?
Eh?
30,000.
Minimum wage.
If you use money, that's come and do small thing on my head now.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Anyway, what's up, Lagos? Please turn down the volume
of
your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Victor. Don't tell me anybody scam this beauty, this wonderful gentle voice.
In fact, your name is even Victor.
It's last year, Sha.
Okay.
I was heading to Allen.
Yes.
In VI.
Mm.
Allen in VI.
Okay, I thought there was another.
Ikeja, rather. Mm. So, I entered the one Mara, and I was having my Android phone. A guy now entered, you understand, next bus stop. So, he stood beside me.
Mm.
And I was wondering, why is this guy, you understand, standing beside me? So, all of a sudden, he just dipped inside my pocket and removed my Android phone.
I don't understand.
And ran away. I was like, all kind of thing.
They like robbery.
He just put his hand and took it and ran away.
I ran away, I'm telling you.
Wow, you just watched the guy running away with your phone and you're like, shouldn't my eye didn't pay me.
That's the first time caller, Sha.
Yes! Thanks for calling.
Hey, because of you, I came to work.
Thanks for calling, bro. Thanks. Wow,
This one has happened to me before.
Somebody just put their hand and took your...
No, it was in my company. Person ran into my company and took my phone. I was thinking if it was my neighbor. Like, what's going on? Person ran out of the gate. I go like, my phone is going.
That one is desperate robbery.
Wow. Good morning. What's up, Megan?
Turn down the volume of your radio set, please. Going.
Ah, gone.
Okay.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
They say.
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Yes, this is Apago.
Apago.
I want to say the second track for you.
Okay, go ahead.
The second track is that, you know that my former madam now, so I was like working in another place. So somebody just called me. And I don't know that 2017, there is this true caller that can identify your name. I didn't know. I just hear somebody just call me, Jonah, hello. I said, hello, I'm gone now. I can't answer. I feel like I know the person. He said, now you, when did they work for Ikoyi before now? Jonah, how's they close to me? I said, okay, yes. I say our house there number 39. Yes, our own is 30. It's 40.
Uh-huh.
My brother, wait till I will hear. It's madam now that say me, I'm just coming from abroad. I'm in Abuja International Airport now. You can hear the
light? Yes.
He said, okay, madam send me with this one, sound set, this one. My brother, all the things just call out for me. I was listening to this man, like, seriously. He said, okay, now I need just a transport for you to come. I'm in airport now to come and meet you wherever you are. I said, okay, how much do you transport? He said, if I can sell at 50,000, I said, okay, I don't have that kind of money. So he now later said, that's okay, send me like 10,000 or 20. I said, I don't have the money. I don't know how to transfer. Did they hear me? Now said, okay. Go and even recharge card, go and buy it. Oh, 1,000 naira recharge card. The man say he will collect it and divide it and give me the cash. I say, okay. My brother and I saw, I just run expecting that my madam send me things. And surely, my madam, she's in abroad that time.
Wait, this after they've taken 100,000 3 months salary.
Papa,
you are meant for this. This is your calling.
So as it happened, I went to buy the touch card 3,000. I changed it. So as I said that touch card 3,000, something just come over my mind.
What come over your mind? What?
How will you send 3,000?
What come over your mind? Which
and
way?
You don't know.
Which way?
Yeah, yes, sir.
I'm a good.
I just called the guy. The guy said, hello, can you send another one? I said, God from heaven will punish you.
This after they've taken Jonah 3 months salary.
3 months.
Jonah, somebody also scammed you three. If you don't send Feta and myself,
what?
55K recharge card, your cousin just landed.
Your cousin just landed. In fact, we are holding your cousin.
We are holding your cousin hostage. If you don't give us Jonah.
I mean,
oh, Chimo.
It's a desperation for me.
Desperation for what? From 50,000 to 3,000.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
You don't have.
Abio.
Steve from Kano.
From Kano, Steve?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Steve, tell us, they don't scam in Kano now. No, they don't scam in Kano. It can't happen in Kano now.
Even if they do, it can't be you.
Yes, it can't
be. I'm sure you want to tell us it happened to someone.
It happened to someone.
Go ahead, share with us. Steve.
Elijah, that's his name.
Go on. Tell us.
Elijah came to Kano with 30,000 naira some 15-17 years back.
Okay.
Wanted to go to Ekwa Eye Hospital.
Okay.
So Elijah went there. Now it was his auntie that drove them there.
Yeah.
So this one of these, you know, anyhow boys in the street just came from the other side to say, the auntie withdrew the money from the bank and he was holding on to the money.
Mm.
Then she went in to complete something. Mm. Before she came out, somebody just said to him from the other side, say, your tire don't patch for this side. So as Elijah was trying to look at the other side to say, waiting up, that was how they just put their hand to the other side. Okay. Somebody was there looking at it, to the money in the bag, and that was how they went in. But you know something?
Yeah.
Me, I'm not bragging, but I'm impossible to scam. You know why?
Why?
Even on my own like this, I'll be suspecting myself, like, not cheating yourself. I'll be telling myself, are you sure you are not about to cheat yourself? You know, that kind of thing. So I know I'm impossible to scam, but it's not like they've not scammed people through me.
Yes.
Or they've not scammed, I don't know, other people have succeeded in scamming other people.
Yes.
You know why?
Why?
Like you and Feta now, let's say you stretch, I just trust you too much. I just, okay, this stretch is too get sense. There's no how this stretch will be rolling with people that don't have sense. Then one day somebody comes to scam you, then maybe they are not getting what they want from you directly. So he said to me, Steve, come now. See, one of these, my guy has this, and that. Do you have something that you can help me now so that we can achieve it? I'll just go straight up and say, but it is stretch now. Stretch is not. And maybe it is better that I came with the scam. I'm not saying she's wrong, but you understand.
Why would it be me?
No, don't worry. You have insulted both of us that we look like scammers. That's what you're saying.
Example now.
No. They will use you as example. They will use you. They will use you as example.
Why don't you use Marianne?
It's you that's the example.
Marianne. No. Marianne cannot be scammed.
Why?
Marianne just scammed me. Marianne just scammed me yesterday. With accent.
Marianne scam people only with towe.
Yay! 74 towe! 74 towe! Thank you so much!
Nice!
Love
it! Let's go to WhatsApp
God will judge
Patrick
your love
from Acute is saying
acute,
that.
Yeah, he's acute now, not acute.
Yeah, acute. He said, I had a chain robbery. Yeah. A friend pleaded for me to give to give my Sendo phone in 2004, but he was going to bring it back after some days. Even promised to get me a bigger gift, not knowing that he had been involved in a scam web. He was told to bring his own part by contributing to the chemical they were used to process the dollars that he was shown. He started praying in church and thanking God in advance that his story has changed.
Hallelujah.
Until he realized some days later that it was all scam. Address Hallelujah. Changed. When he got back there and he came home sober and moody, his name is actually Mudiaga. Okay. And he actually told the guy that if he tells anyone, he would die. Mudiaga is still alive.
Mudiaga is still moody. Moody.
Oh, nice. Okay, back here on WhatsApp. WhatsApp Lagos. This one happened to my brother. He went to buy iPhone, and after bringing the phone home, he on the phone, and he was showing iTel with iPhone statue.
Yeah, it's still iPhone now. iTel is iPhone now.
How is it?
iPhone. iPhone.
Anyway. Good morning, what's up, Lagos? I'm Aliyu from Lagos. My daughter was coming from my office in 2022, towards the end of the year. She entered one of the cars that carry Owuru, not knowing they are robbers. Three big men in the car pick my daughter with another lady, like 3 minutes drive. They wind up the glass and then they found out that it was all tinted glasses. They were asking for all their valuables. Yeah. They collected all their ATM cards, all 3 phones, and all their phones, and still injured them with knives. Yeah. Story cut short, if there is no one to scam, they resort to robbery, both here and abroad. So it's well. Please, I don't know your name. I don't know your name of you guys that anchor this now. Please, can you mention your names? I want to ask about... All right. Okay.
All right. My name is Feta.
And I'm Stretch.
All right. So understand.
He's Stretch actually, I'm Feta.
And she's Feta, I'm actually Stretch.
What's up, Lagos? Filling station, okay. Attendance as good as calming or suspecting customers, especially the one on
Amadu Bello VI.
Yeah. They will try to start a conversation with you while the sale is going on, only to suddenly stop the pump, thereby selling less than what you paid for.
So this is not just specifically for any station. When you get to buy gas, some people I see them, they just sit down. Some of them will be pressing their phone. Fill it up. How much is it? You don't know when it starts. You don't know when it's... You need to be vigilant. So if anybody sees that you're not looking at those things, they could take advantage
of that.
So don't mention... It's not peculiar to any petrol stations. For you not to... You get to other petrol stations and you not be careful till you get to that specific one. Everywhere you go to purchase something, be vigilant. It doesn't take much to check. Check how much is there. Is it 000? Okay, start. When it finishes, how much is on it? Yeah, and you pay.
All right. Chooks from Ikorodu says, what's up? This happened to my neighbor, this boy, during election time. Some guy came to shop, order 10 bags of rice, foreign. He followed them to his place. They want to give him money now. They told him, go and get 10 bags more and collect the money once. Only to go and
they
he came
jackpa.
There, the jackpa. They first showing him money, first huge. That moved him to bring more rice.
Oh, no. So they bought 10 bags. He carried the 10 bags with them to their place. And he said, okay, this is the money we're going to pay, but get us 10 more bags. So he didn't collect the money for the 10 bags he supplied. He went back to bring 10 more bags.
Define that.
Then before he got back... That is...
A hard-working boy.
You know, it's like this story. It's like this story of someone saying that if you bring... I told you the story before. If you bring a lion, you'll get $20,000. So this guy took his younger brother from Nigeria. He traveled to the safari. Then the people were saying, don't go into the place. Lions plenty there. Said the lion. Took his brother. Let's go. They ran into the deep area. And they were surrounded by 40 lions. You know what he told his brother?
No.
We don't blow.
Yes, no. Because actually, they have blow.
But it's the lion that blew.
Yes, now. They have blow because the
people are lions surrounding you. So,
who will take who home?
God. We have blow.
Anyway, this one said my own is worst. I've been scammed to the extent that I begin to think the problem is from my village. Before I sleep, I will commit my dreams into the hands of God so that they won't scam me in the dream. And during my morning devotion, I still pray to God not to encounter these guys on the streets. But I have come to realize that greed is the problem. Yes, greediness.
I'm telling you.
I thought being educated is everything. I promise I won't be greedy in life again. I'll be contented with the little that I have.
Oh God, this is just so funny. He said
he says village problem. All right, this one here says, good morning. I was scammed in Alaba International Market. I went to buy TV. They covered the TV with white nylon and tested it. Not knowing the faulty part has been covered with the white nylon. After I went to test it, I saw the faulty part and they refused to accept it. It was when I left their shop.
It was working well.
A lot of scammers in Alaba International Market. TV phones, scams.
Guys, if we don't learn anything from these stories, then it's on you. Learn from all the stories. We could laugh at some of them, but please be careful. Remove greed from your dictionary. Greed. You mean someone got his salary. They didn't pay you for 3 months. They paid you 100 and something.
Well, it's not fair. Why are you using only a story now?
It's one story.
So why are you using that story?
Jonah, you are the king. I'm sure you have T-shirt that reads, scam me. So you took your 10,000 and somebody told you you're going to win 5 million and you took your whole everything to that place. Well, Jonah, we learned from your mistake. So I think we should leave now.
Yeah, we have to leave now. All right,
thank you guys.
Clock anymore.
It's been wonderful being with you like every single day. Thank you. Thank you for making it fun. Thank you for these 2 hours we have every day to at least breathe.
Make
easy.
You happy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And today you've learned that as you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, yes, I refuse to be scammed.
I refuse to be scammed.
In Lagos and abroad.
Yes.
To drag abroad people, but no, let's leave.
We're not going to talk about abroad people, though.
People that have accent.
Yes, accent.
Unaccented people.
That is, you know, United States of America, native.
Let them scam you.
And if you're a scammer, we talked to you in the beginning of this show. We're talking to you again. You, that you have woken up, your children ask you where you're going. You say, I'm going to work, but you're going to scam people. Holy Ghost!
You're going to work.
Fire!
And Thunder. All right,
my name is Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter.
I'm Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter. And do not forget, please follow Nigeria Info on all social media platforms. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. In fact, even WhatsApp, though. Follow WhatsApp now.
Yeah, and so after this time, you'll be Marianne Duke Okam.
Okay.
We'll be coming on air.
On air.
In a bit.
For the sunny side.
And the sunny side.
Yes.
So take care. Have yourself a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
What? Take care.
Time, man.
Bye.
He's okay. Let me go. Okay. Now, please. Anybody on that?